It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
From Los Angeles back in the 1970s to St. Louis back in the late 1990s, early 2000s, and then back to Los Angeles in the late 2010s to the 2020s. From the fearsome foursome to the greatest show on turf, to just simply the LA Rams. Super Bowl 34, Super Bowl 56. Ram fans across the nation, Ram fans across the world. The playmaker Donnell Salins here, and you have turned into Ramly Talk. Horns up, Rams house, let's go. Time to talk Rams football. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ramly Talk. Back from my bye week, because the Rams was on a bye week last week, and we have to prepare for week number 8 of the NFL season. So y'all know your host, Donnell the Playmaker Salins here. Feels good to be back after taking last week off, along with the Los Angeles Rams. We had our bye week. Before we had our bye week, we played the Carolina Panthers in week 6. And we beat the Carolina Panthers 24-10. It was a tightly contested first half, with the Panthers leading 10-7 at the half after Matthew Stafford threw another pick 6 that went back for a touchdown for Carolina to give them the lead at half. And then the Rams came out in the second half and scored 17 unanswered to win the game 24-10, shutting out the Carolina Panthers at halftime. P.J. Rourke was making his first start for the Carolina Panthers this season with the injuries of Baker Mayfield. Chris McCaffrey was the leading rusher and receiver for the Carolina Panthers. 13 carries for 69 yards on the ground, 7 carries for 89 yards through the air. Thus, that would be his last game with the Carolina Panthers, because he got traded to a team that we get ready to play on Sunday out of all teams. And that would be the San Francisco 49ers. And I'll get to that game in a minute. But Matthew Stafford's numbers, he was 26 for 33, 253, a touchdown in that pick 6 that I mentioned earlier. Darryl Henderson, who is the man in the backfield now, as of right now, because the Rams are trying to trade Cam Akers. He had 12 carries for 43 yards and a touchdown. Cooper Kupp led the receiving corps, per usual, with 7 catches and 80 yards. Allen Robinson did get his second touchdown of the season with the Rams from Matthew Stafford. Allen Robinson had 5 catches for 63 yards, and that touchdown that I mentioned earlier. Ben Skowronek, 5 catches, 40 yards. You know, Brandon Powell got in the action with 4 catches, 27 yards. Matthew Stafford spread the ball around quite a bit more. Cooper Kupp was the lead with 7 catches on 8 targets. But we saw Allen Robinson get 6 targets and caught 5 of them. The ball has been spread around a little bit more, and the focus is not on just Cooper Kupp now. Now that we had a bye week and whatnot, we're going to see if there's more people, more spreading the ball around when it comes to passing game. But nevertheless, Jalen Ramsey got his second career sack of the year. He got his first career sack against Cooper Rush. And that game against the Cowboys, we ended up losing. And then against the Panthers, he was able to sack P.J. Walker. So Jalen Ramsey, back-to-back games with a sack. I wonder if they're going to try to see if he can get a third one against Jimmy G, but we should see how that goes. Defense did their job. Wasn't spectacular, but they did their job. They held the Carolina Panthers offense to just 3 points. You know, the touchdown came from a pick six. So we know the defense doing their job. Defense doing their thing. Nothing to thought I had about defense is doing their job. They're looking pretty good right now on the defensive side of the ball. And I like what we're seeing. So the Rams are actually trying to shop Cam Akers. That's why Cam Akers didn't play. And he probably won't play this week either. They're trying to get him a new start. And they're trying to start fresh as well. It could be hard because we just saw James Robinson get traded from the Jacksonville Jaguars to the New York Jets for a sixth-round pick that can turn into a fifth-round pick. So the running back market out here ain't all that good. And that Christian McCaffrey trade kind of helps that too because the Rams did offer something better than the San Francisco 49ers, but the Carolina Panthers went for the 49ers offer, which is interesting enough, to say the least. But I dive into more on that when I get ready to talk about the whole game with the San Francisco 49ers coming up. We had a bye week. Hopefully we can get some players back after having this bye week. I'm looking at the injury report. This is the latest from October 27th of yesterday. Darrell Henderson isn't on the field for the opening portion of Wednesday's practice. They have Cam Akers as doubtful. Quentin Lace, the safety, he is ruled out with a knee injury. Rance Jefferson is designated to return from his knee injury. That was back on Monday, so we should be able to see him. We did lose Joe Noteboom for the season with a torn Achilles, so prayers out to Joe Noteboom. And it continues the theme of our offensive line is getting beat up left and right, man. We should have our center Brandon Allen back for this game, but it's kind of hard when you just keep having to switch offensive linemen in and out. Hopefully, David Edwards has clear concussion protocol, but we need to be careful with him because he has suffered two concussions this season already, so we might want to be careful with David Edwards. Bring him back slowly but surely. So we still trying to work some things out here. Hopefully we're getting some players back. We put Cam Akers on, not Cam Akers, we put Troy Hill on the IR. No, he should be ready to return from IR
along with Vance Jefferson for this week.
So we should be getting some players back. So Van Jefferson should be making his debut against the 49ers. Troy Hill should be making his return. But Darrell Kendrick has been playing well on the other side of Jalen Ramsey, so that's good. They have another corner out there. Because we are going against the San Francisco 49ers. So before I get into the San Francisco 49ers, though, you know, I got to talk about this trade. Because it turns out the Rams actually tried to trade for Christian McCaffrey, but it didn't work out that way because San Fran ended up getting him. And it's crazy how things go about in this business that we call sports in the NFL. Sports Illustrated came with this article. And I have to read this article. So, Rams, Sean McVay on 49ers, Chris McCaffrey trade. The 49ers landed Chris McCaffrey in a blockbuster trade with the Carolina Panthers a week in exchange for a second, third, and fourth round pick, draft picks in 2023 and a fifth round draft pick in 2024. The deal gave San Francisco's offense a major boost and a dynamic playmaker, much to the charging of Sean McVay and the Rams. Los Angeles was among the other suitors in pursuit of McCaffrey along with the Buffalo Bills, Philadelphia Eagles, and the Denver Broncos. However, none could match the price offered by the Niners, who were also the first team to reach out to Carolina. Now, here's what it says. Los Angeles' final offer was a second and a third round picks in 2023, fourth and fifth round picks in 2024, and running back Cam Akers. But it ultimately wasn't enough to beat out the Niners. The tiebreaker was the fact that the Rams didn't have a fourth round pick in the 2023, drafted him back to the Panthers. McCaffrey made his debut in limited fashion for the 49ers on Sunday, tallying 8 carries for 38 yards and 2 catches for 24 yards in a 44-23 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll get the opportunity for a more complete workload this upcoming week against none other than McVay and the Rams. So they wanted a 4th-round pick for this coming draft. That's the difference between Chris McCaffrey becoming a Ram and Chris McCaffrey becoming 49ers. If truth be told, let's just call it what it is. They didn't want another running back. They didn't want Cam Akers. That's really what it is. They didn't want Cam Akers because they got rid of running back. They didn't want to bring in a running back. They trying to rebuild. They have given up on the season. Well, at least I thought they was giving up the season, but they did beat Tampa Bay this past Sunday to the tune of 21-3 with P.J. Rogers, the starting quarterback, and Chuba Hubbard being the starting running back along with Deontay Foreman. They didn't want Cam Akers, okay? So basically what you're saying is if you would have switched Cam Akers out for a 4th-round pick of this year's draft, which the Rams don't have, Christian McCaffrey will be around and not in Santa Clara. That's pretty much how it boils down to. But I'm going to take a break right here, get a word from my sponsor, and then when I come back, we're going to preview America's Game of the Week. The Playmakers Blog is proudly to announce that it is sponsored by Fanatics. Fanatics, where you can get all your official license, sports gear, memorabilia, whether it's for the National Football League, the National Basketball Association, Major League Baseball, National Hockey League, or even International Soccer League, or even college sports. So rep your team. Rep the hardware. Get comfortable. Because Fanatics is the way to go. Where sports fans shop and official license everything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ramley Talk with your host, Down the Playmakers Allen's here. Now it's time to get down to business. It is time to get down to business. It is round 2 between the Rams and the 49ers. Round 2, we all know what happened in round 1, but per usual, you know, I have to recap what went down in week 4 on Monday Night Football in Santa Clara between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. Let's go back in time, shall we? Just 4 weeks ago. 49ers 24, Los Angeles Rams 9. In a game where Matthew Stafford went 32-48, 254, and a pick, which was a pick 6, by the way. Darrell Henderson was the leading rusher with only 7 carries with 27 yards. No running game to speak of. Cam Akers had 8 carries with 13 yards. Cooper Kupp was the leading receiver with 14 catches, 122 yards. Tyler Higbee had 10 catches with 73 yards. No signing of Allen Robinson, just 2 catches and 7 yards. That was a problem that I had. Matthew Stafford also fumbled the football and lost it to the 49ers. The Rams defense didn't get no sacks on Jimmy Garoppolo. And speaking of Jimmy Garoppolo, he was 16-27, 239, and 1 touchdown. Jeff Wilson had 18 carries, 74 yards and a touchdown. Debo Samuel, 6 catches, 115, and a touchdown, which came on a 57-yard catch. Where DeAndre Kendricks, as we all know, we seen the play. He jumped the route. He seen it. He knew it was coming. But Garoppolo threw the ball high. Debo went up and grabbed it, and 57 yards later, he was in the end zone, which was pretty much the 20 point of the game that ended it. And I was said, and I said it on the week after I did the Ramblin' Talk. That was 2 weeks in a row. One big play turned the game around against the Cowboys and the 49ers. Against the Cowboys, we took the lead 10-9, and we let a 58-yard run by Tony Pollard, and Cowboys never looked back since. Here, we fighting, we're in the game. I believe it was like, if I remember correctly, I think it was like 9-6, something like that. It was 6-7, It was 6-7 49ers way. And then the 57-yard pass from Jimmy Garoppolo to Deebo Samuel took place, and the 49ers never looked back since. So it was back-to-back weeks. Big plays happened against the Rams, and the team who made the big play didn't look back. Nevertheless, we come back. We beat Carolina before our bye week to get to 3-3. The 49ers, on the other hand, not so good. Surprising L in Atlanta. To the tune of 28-14. And they are saying the 49ers are right there with injuries on the defensive side. Jimmy Garoppolo was 29-41, 296, two touchdowns and two picks against the Falcons. Jeff Wilson had 7 carries for 25 yards against the Falcons. Brandon Ayuk led the receiving corps with 8 catches, 83 yards, and 2 touchdowns. That was against the 49ers. Where Marcus Mariota was 13-14, 129, and 2 touchdowns. Efficient, not eye-popping numbers, but efficient. And Marcus Mariota had a rushing touchdown on 6 carries for 50 yards. So that took place. That was 2 weeks ago. And then last week, back in Santa Clara, back home, looking to bounce back, the Kansas City Chiefs come rolling in. And then in the second half, the Kansas City Chiefs smacked the 49ers around to the tune of 44-23. It was a halftime score of 14-13 Kansas City way. And from that point forward, they outscored the 49ers 30-10 in the second half to beat them by 21. Patrick Mahomes, 25-34, 423, 3 touchdowns and 1 pick. Jimmy Garoppolo, 25-37, 303, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Jeff Wilson had 7 carries for 54 yards. George Kittle led the receiving corps for the 49ers with 6 catches, 91 yards, and a touchdown. Juju Smith-Schuster was killing the 49ers secondary to the tune of 7 catches, 124, and a touchdown. But he wasn't alone. Marcus Brown and Skinny had fun as well with 3 catches, 111 yards. And then we got throwing Travis Kelce, 6 catches, 98 yards. To the tune of what? Patrick Mahomes threw for over 400 yards against the vaunted 49ers defense. Jimmy G did his part. I gave you George Kittle numbers. Brandon Ayuk had 7 catches for 82 yards. Deebo Samuel, 5 catches for 42 yards. Rodney McLeod III, 4 catches for 65 yards. And you heard about Christian McCaffrey's numbers earlier, so. But the 49ers are coming in beating up on the defensive side, surprisingly. The Rams are coming off a bye week, and they should have Van Jefferson back in the receiving corps, Troy Hill back in the cornerback corps. Brandon Allen back in the center line. When these two teams get together here in week number 8. It is America's Game of the Week. It is on Fox. It is a 4:25 kickoff. And I will be tuning in as the 49ers are 3-4 on the season. The Rams are 3-3. As both teams are looking up and looking at the Seattle Seahawks? The Seahawks? Yes, the Seattle Seahawks, 4-3 on the season. And are in first place of the NFC West. As of right now, how things are looking, there's no reason to not bet against the 49ers because they have beaten the Rams 7 times in a row, 3 straight regular seasons, and they won the first one of this season. So there should be no problem of why the 49ers should be able to win this game. And plus, every time they come out losing the game, the very next week they play the Rams, they end up winning. It happened earlier this season. The 49ers lost their game the week before they played their Los Angeles Rams for that Monday night game, and you saw what happened. And now here we go again. Round 2 with the 49ers and round 2 with Christian McCaffrey, who will probably get a more workload this week now that he had a full week of practice with the 49ers. And whatnot. As we already reviewed Monday night, we already know how they're going up for the season overall. Jimmy Garoppolo is 19-185, has thrown for 1,456 yards, 9 touchdowns, 2-4 picks. On the opposite side, Matthew Stafford, 160 completions out of 225 attempts, 1,576 yards passing, 6 touchdowns, and 8 picks. Jeff Wilson Jr. has had 88 carries for 454 yards and 2 touchdowns. Daryl Henderson has 46 carries, 181 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Brandon Ayuk, the leading receiver for the 49ers, surprisingly, it's not Deebo Samuel. 32 carries, 402, 3 touchdowns. Well, of course, you know who the leading series for the Rams. Cooper Kupp, 56 catches, 607, with 4 touchdowns. ESPN has a 53.1% in favor of the 49ers to the Rams, 46.3. Vegas says 49ers minus 1.5. And you can probably see why. Coming back off 2 losses in a row. Now you get to play the Rams again for the round 2 in Santa Clara. 49ers are scoring 20.7 points per game to the Rams, 17.3 points per game. The 49ers are giving up 19 points per game to the Rams, 21 points per game. Total offense, 49ers are averaging 365.9 yards a game to the Rams, 335.2 yards per game. Defense, 49ers are giving up 317.1 a game to the Rams, 315.3 a game. The San Francisco 49ers are more prone to the passing game because they have allowed 226.1 yards per passing. But the rush defense is what it's always been, only giving up 91 yards. The Rams are pretty much the same. The Rams have allowed 211.2 passing yards per game. Rushing, they only giving up 104.2 yards per game. So there's something to see here, and that's where the difference lies at. Because the Rams only run the ball at a 70.5 yards a clip a game. 49ers run the ball at 120.7 per game. But hey, we went through this last year, ladies and gentlemen. We were swept twice. We were swept 3 times. Last year, we were swept both times by the 49ers. And we got a third matchup with them, and we beat them in the matter of the most NFC Championship game on our way to capturing the Super Bowl. They got us in week 4. This is the rematch. Sean McVay, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired of losing to Kyle Shanahan the way that you've been losing to Kyle Shanahan? Matthew Stafford, are you sick and tired of being the pick 6 monster that you are for the opposing defenses? You've been Santa Claus for the opposing defense. Christmas cannot come early on Sunday for the 49ers, okay? They cannot come early for the 49ers on Sunday. Are we going to have a running game? We're not going to play Cam Akers off for obvious reasons. So it's Daryl Henderson as the main man. Can we open up some holes and can we get Daryl Henderson going in the running game? We should be getting Van Jefferson back. We should have the receiving core. Last game out, you did target Allen Robinson, Matthew Stafford, which was good. So we're going to need all 3, Kupp, Jefferson, and Robinson in this game because the 49ers have given up over 400 yards passing to Patrick Mahomes last week. Now, Matthew Stafford ain't Patrick Mahomes, but he does have that talent, and he has done stuff Patrick Mahomes that everybody's glamour about Patrick Mahomes doing, but Matthew Stafford was doing it in his Detroit years. So they can be thrown on. Let's do some smart play calling here. They are beating up in the secondary. They are beating up on the defense. But let's get this one down, okay? If we beat them, we can take the NFC West. Because I'm not worrying about Seattle. I don't care what Geno Smith and Kenneth Walker III are doing up there in the Pacific Northwest. When it comes down to it, the Rams are just the better team than the Seattle Seahawks. So far, they've been getting by some pretty interesting teams that are up and down or teams that you don't really believe in. But when they played the San Francisco 49ers the first time, San Francisco laid the wood down, and that's when Jimmy Garoppolo got his job back because Trey Lance got injured, unfortunately, and we do pray for a speedy recovery for him, that he'll be ready for next year. But San Fran already took them down once. We haven't had a meeting with them yet. That's later on in the season. Both meetings, by the way. So let's get ready for this one. Let's end this 7-game losing streak that we have to the San Francisco 49ers. That is in the regular season. And let's start marching towards the playoffs and the division crown. It has to start here and it has to start now. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So when 425 gets here Sunday, afternoon, Santa Clara, SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. Both cities will be rocking and rolling because it is round two. It is America's Game of the Week. It is on Fox, and all eyes will be watching the 49ers and the Los Angeles Rams go battle it one more time. Horns up, Rams house. You know how we do it here. It is Rambly Talk. I'm the playmaker down the side. I will catch y'all next week when we recap what took place at SoFi Stadium. Thank you for listening to your new episode of Rambly Talk. And if you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and whatever else that you listen to Rambly Talk on. And for those of you who are iTunes and Apple Podcasts lovers, leave us a rate and review on those, and we'll gladly know how we're doing. Until next time, Donovan Peckermaker signing off.